It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Monday night, the University of Pittsburgh honored several alumni and student innovators. More than 120 startup companies have launched as a result of Pitt-based tech developments, and innovators from the university have obtained 115 patents in just the last 2 years. Forget the fuel. How about flying on sunbeams? Two pilots have completed their quest to fly a Swiss-made solar-powered aircraft around the world. The flight began last March in Abu Dhabi with several stops in China and Japan. They landed in Hawaii last July, but they were then temporarily grounded due to heat damage to the battery system. Their final destination? Silicon Valley, California. This week, the Tech Report takes a look at how one local company is becoming a leader in self-driving vehicles. Beeps, bells, and sirens are common sounds around the Seagrid headquarters in Coriopolis. This is where hundreds of self-driving industrial trucks get assembled and programmed before they're shipped to warehouses nationwide.
We're taking a normal stock off-the-shelf forklift and adding robotics to it, software and hardware, so that it can run autonomously.
CEO Jim Rock explains the secret behind these self-driving forklifts is technology that combines complex computer coding and tiny cameras. Each robot is fitted with 10 cameras that serve as the eyes. Vice President Jeff Christensen.
The name Seagrid is because the trucks can sort of see the world around them.
The company was born from a student invention at Carnegie Mellon University and with funding from Giant Eagle Supermarkets. It's taken their engineers more than a decade to develop the technology, but Rock says it takes only a few minutes for an operator at the warehouse to program or train each robot.
You simply get on the machine, hit record, drive it on some particular route, get off, hit play, and it just loops around on that route forever.
But what if you have multiple robotic forklifts moving in different directions?
You don't have a robotic traffic jam.
That's right. We have a robotic traffic cop, if you will. We have an application that we call Seagrid Supervisor. It's a web-based software application that we wrote that does just that. It keeps the machines from running into each other.
Now the same type of technology is being tested by car makers and companies like Google and Uber, who are competing to bring the first self-driving passenger vehicle to market. Rock sees the automotive market as part of Seagrid's future.
The Tesla, Mercedes, it seems like every car company is now investigating some form of autonomous navigation.
But just how safe are these self-driving robots? Christensen says they're much safer than human-operated forklifts, which are responsible for thousands of workplace injuries each year.
We've driven over 250,000 miles entirely autonomously, so computers driving them, and have never had any injury of any kind.
That's mostly due to the sensors that automatically stop the robot's movement whenever a person or another object comes within a programmed proximity. And that safety record is why several major companies like Giant Eagle, Whirlpool, and Kohler are now using them to move thousands of pounds of product. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.